This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as the land of biggest opportunities globally and promised the business sector facilitation reforms, a stable policy regime and high growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum, Mr. Modi asked investors to commit to innovation, performance, positive disruption and high-quality products. He said his dispensation has begun its third term with more determined intentions and is full of hope and confidence. Mr. Modi said it is his resolve to ensure made-in-India product on every dining table across the world. He said his government has succeeded in effecting big changes in people's lives with its mantra of reform, perform and transform. Prime Minister said, with over 25 crore people rising out of poverty, a new middle class has emerged at a historic scale and speed unseen in any democratic society. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment, Bio E3 Policy 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said that this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. He also added that it will have a significant impact on various sectors such as food, energy and health. Mr. Singh underscored that the public-private partnership model will be an intrinsic part of the policy implementation, incentivizing industry to promote employment generation. He also mentioned that biomanufacturing and biofoundry will drive the country's future bioeconomy and promote green growth. The Union Cabinet approved the Bio E3 policy on the 24th of August. The first set of rules under the Telecom Act 2023, known as Digital Bharat Nidhi, has come into effect. The government has issued a notification in this regard. The Digital Bharat Nidhi will replace the erstwhile Universal Service Obligation Fund, USOF. According to the notification, funding from the Digital Bharat Nidhi will be provided to implementers for executing schemes and projects. It will be used to achieve the objectives of the Digital Bharat Nidhi. The notification further mentions that the Digital Bharat Nidhi will fund schemes and projects aimed at providing targeted access to telecommunication services for the underserved groups in society. The Border Security Force, BSF, and the Government Railway Police, GRP, have arrested 7 Bangladeshi nationals and 2 Rohingyas for illegally entering Tripura. A BSF spokesperson said that the border guarding troops apprehended 3 Bangladeshi nationals, including a woman and a girl child, from the Rangichera border outpost in Tripura's Khowai district while they were crossing the border fence. In an extended operation of BSF in collaboration with the state police, 2 more Bangladeshi nationals and a tout from the neighboring country were apprehended in Bagichera village. Earlier, in the other related incident, the GRP personnel arrested 2 Rohingyas, including a woman, from the Agartala railway station on Friday night. United Arab Emirates has launched a sweeping 2-month visa amnesty program offering a crucial opportunity for individuals residing illegally in the country to regularize their status or deport without penalties. The program, which takes effect today, was announced by the Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security and will run until October 30, 2024. Under this program, individuals with expired visas of all types, including tourist and residency visas, can either adjust their status to continue living or working legally in UAE or leave the country without incurring fines or facing entry bans. However, the amnesty does not apply to those who entered the country illegally. In a significant development amid ongoing conflict, Israel's military and Hamas have reached an agreement to implement 3 separate zoned 3-day pauses in fighting across Gaza. The purpose of these pauses is to facilitate a crucial polio vaccination campaign for 640,000 children, according to a senior World Health Organization WHO official on Thursday. This agreement comes in the wake of alarming news that a 10-month-old baby in Gaza has been partially paralyzed, marking the first polio campaign in the region in 25 years. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Ramallah, vaccination campaign will run beginning today till 12th of September. And that is the end of this news bulletin.